Little Town, starring Lionel Barrymore. Agnes Moorhead as Marilli and Conrad Dean as Dick. Well, it's a cold November morning in Springfield. Furnace smoke drifts from the chimney of the old White House on Elm Street. Indoors, the mayor and his housekeeper Marilli is all good to get him.
The editor of the Clarion from Miss Abigail Peters.
From Abby?
Yes.
Let me see. This is to announce to Mr. Roger Carter, editor of your paper, and to my host of friends in Springdale, that I have filed with the proper authorities my candidacy in the...
Jones.
Hi. Dean. Peters from being elected. Merle's going to do it herself.
I see. Okay, I'm going to have a few well-chosen words with Marilla right now. Marilla! Oh, Marilla!
We'll hang Abby Peters from a soul apple tree. We'll hang Abby Peters from a soul. Oh!
What kind of cockeyed idea is this? You can't run for the school board.
Oh, and why not, pray? I've been down to the city hall and filed my candidacy. Haven't I, Bush? Haven't I?
Yeah, she
yes,
did,
Mayor. But listen, you're not qualified to be head of the Board of Education.
Well, I'm a whole lot better qualified than Abby is. Just imagine that woman trying to boss all the school children of Springdale. Abby with not a chick or child of her own. Oh, an old maid, that's what she is.
I hope this isn't an announcement you're about to have triplets.
Oh.
Look, Marilla.
What?
Roger Carter is the ideal candidate for the school board. I don't want people to think I'm running my own housekeeper against him.
Well, let them think it. Roger Carter isn't so much. He's just come to Springdale. He doesn't know what our schools need.
Yes, he does. He knows exactly, Marilla. He does. He knows. And Carter's going to be elected.
Well, we'll see. We'll just see, Mayor. On election day, Mr. Carter will count all his votes on one thumb. Springdale is going to vote for the people it knows. For me and Abby.
You think you'll beat Abby, huh, Marilla?
Well, as sure as I'm born, Butch. Abby is scared speechless now that my bonnet's in the ring. I'm the dark horse of this election.
Dark horse.
Yes, dark horse.
Twin filly a nightmare.
Never you mind, Mayor. Yeah. I'm going to make stump speeches from every street corner.
Maybe Abby is worried about you, Marilla. I saw her standing outside the house this afternoon when I was putting up your sign on the lawn.
Abby? I didn't see her.
No, you were busy hanging our red flannels out the bedroom window to air.
Oh, I'll bet that sign made her dizzy in the stomach. Marilla Jones for school board. I bet that's
Then I saw Abby walk past the house again with three other women.
Huh?
They kept staring and whispering to themselves.
Whispering?
Yeah.
Oh. Wait till Abby hears the whispering campaign I'm starting on her.
Yeah? Such as what?
Well, I was in Grayson's drugstore this afternoon, Mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And so was Abby. I saw her buying cold cream and toothpaste and rubbing alcohol. Rubbing alcohol, you know.
Yeah.
You mean Abby's got a sprained back or something?
Well, she'll wish she had before I'm done. Will you get me the dinner bell off the dining table, Butch, please?
Yeah, I'm really sure.
What's the dinner bell for?
You'll find out. I'm going to make a little phone call on the party line so everybody will listen in.
Oh, a little fireside chat, huh?
Hello, Nettie. Will you give me the party line? Yes, the party line. I'll hold the phone.
Here's your bell, Marilla.
Oh, thank you, Butch. Now I can hear everybody picking up the receivers.
This ought to be good.
MJNFT. MJNFT. Marilla Jones means finer teachers. Good afternoon, my constituents. I have a question to ask you all today. What treasurer of the sewing circle who thinks she's going to be elected to the school board was seen coming out, I might say reeling out, of Grayson's drugstore today with a quart of alcohol under her arm?
Huh? But, Morelli, you said rubbing alcohol.
Roscoe!
Golly, she slammed the door between us, man.
Yeah, boy, our dark horse has got the bit in her teeth. Let's hope she doesn't wind us all up in a ditch.
Gee, it'd be funny if Marilla does get elected.
Yeah, funny in a sad kind of way, son. I want to see Roger Carter on the school board, but Marilla and Abby have a lot of friends in town. This calls for some hard thinking. And maybe some pretty heavy log rolling.
now, back to the Mayor of the Town, starring Lionel Barrymore. Well, the Springdale political pot is just about to boil over. Young Roger Carter is running for head of the school board, supported by the mayor. But now Marilli and Abby Peters have joined in the race for the same office. It's early evening. The mayor and Butch are in the living room, and Marilli is on the phone again.
Take that back, Abby Peters. You just take that back. Don't you people believe a word Abby tells you now.
Sounds like Abby's making a speech herself on the party line.
Hey, doggone, I wish they'd get off the wire for just 2 minutes. I want to call Roger Carter.
Go on, Abby. Kiss the voters' babies. Go on, kiss them. If you kissed a child of mine, I'd rush it right to the hospital and have it treated for rabies. I would. Goodbye.
Uh-oh, here she comes, Mayor, and pounding her heels.
Mayor, do you know what that woman, that split-tongued Ananias, just told the party line?
I'm burning up with curiosity,
Abby
Marilli.
Said I was plotting to overthrow the government. Yes, that this afternoon she saw me waving the red flag from our house.
She saw what?
She saw me waving the red flag.
Oh, go on.
And Abby, yes, she did. And Abby said she had 3 sworn witnesses to her. Mabel Park, Mrs. Twing, and Lula Bixler.
Yes. Gee, they must be the 3 women I saw standing on the sidewalk with Abby.
Falsifiers, every last one of them.
Gee, maybe they did think they saw a red flag, Marilli. Maybe they saw you hanging our red flannels out the window today.
Say, I'll bet you're right, Butch.
That's it. That's it. That's just what they saw. Well, a fine politician Abby makes. Nothing better to do than go around spying on a rival's underwear.
I've heard of mudslinging campaigns, but waving the red flannels is a new one on me.
Mayor, what am I going to do? How can I explain to the voters?
Well, just tell them the facts, Mayor.
Well, I just can't, Mayor.
Why can't you?
Well, a lady can't mention her unmentionable. Ooh. My goodness.
Why not?
Well,
listen, you started this whispering campaign. By now, it's about as subtle and so devoted as a hog-calling contest.
Well, it means Abby's getting desperate.
Yes.
She knows if she isn't elected head of the school board, she'll lose all her prestige and her office in the Snowing Circle.
Really, Marilli?
Yes. We girls got our own club election coming up next week, and some of the members are in revolt.
Uh-oh.
They want new leadership.
Well, then, you ought to be doing a little worrying about yourself, Marilli. You're president of this Snowing Circle.
Well, I'm supremely confident, Mayor. Because I will be elected to the school board.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'll be the most important woman in Springdale and the Snowing Circle.
Hey, maybe that's Abby again.
Well, yes,
stay where you are, Marilli. Stay where you are. I'll get rid of Abby. I got a phone call I want to make myself. Hello? Roger? See, I'm just going to call you. Oh, then you heard about Marilli. Wait a minute, Roger. I can explain that. I can't talk any louder. I don't want Marilli to hear me. No. Don't get upset. Are you home? Okay, I'll be right over to see you. All right, swell. I'll see you in a few minutes now.
Frankly, Mayor, I don't understand you at all. You asked me to run for the school board.
Sure I did, Roger. Sure I did. I told you our schools need you because, well, you're a newspaper man and you know what's going on in the world.
And I can keep the schools abreast of the times. That's the way I see it, too.
Yeah.
But if you believe in me, Mayor, why at the last minute are you running your own housekeeper against me?
Look, Roger, I didn't have a thing to do with it. Marilli dreamed up the idea all by herself.
Well, the voters are going to think that you're behind Marilli.
They'll
say you're endorsing Marilli. After all, you do control your own housekeeper, don't you?
I wish I did, Roger. But the man who controls Marilli hasn't been born yet.
Well, then I guess there's nothing we can do about it.
Oh, yes, there is. Yes, there is, Roger. You see, Marilli is in this election for just one reason. To keep her dearest enemy, Abby Peters, off the school board. But I think I know a way out for everybody.
You do?
I hope so. But I'll need your help, Roger.
Well, you can count on me, Mayor, anything you say.
Okay, then. Get me a pencil and sheet of paper. I'm going to write your editorial for tomorrow morning's Clarion.
Hmm.
course I want you to eat all your toast this morning. All of it, mind you.
Really? Then you won't have any crust to throw out to the birds.
Remarkable how charitable we can be when we don't want a thing.
I'll answer it, Mayor. That's Abby Peters on the party line. I'll just recite the multiplication tables into the phone. Nobody will hear a word she says.
It ain't the party line ring, Marilla.
But she's got so many bells ringing in her head, she don't know the difference.
Oh, I thought it was you, Abby. Do you mean that, Abby? Well, I think you've done the right thing, Abby. Yes, you can be proud of yourself. Uh-huh. All right. Goodbye, Abby, dear.
Gee, did you hear that, Mayor?
Yeah, Marilla sure changed her tune. Sounds like she and Abby are twin Valentines again.
Well, Mayor, Butch, I'm as good as elected to the school board.
You are, Marilla?
Yes, yes. Abby had to quit the fight. She's withdrawn as candidate.
No. What'd she say?
Well, she was too crushed to talk, Mayor.
Yeah?
Yes, too crushed. Yeah. Abby knew she couldn't beat me.
Oh?
She surrendered to my superior political strategy.
Well, you have my congratulations, Polly.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Now you only got to fight Roger Carter.
Uh-huh. Maybe Carter will turn tail, too. I've just been reading the editorial in this morning's Clarion.
Oh?
Yes, it's about you, Merle. And Abby.
Really? What's it say, Mayor?
Well, let me find the paper now. A page.
What do you suppose?
Here it is.
Oh?
Two candidates have joined battle with Roger Carter for Springdale School Board. Miss Abigail Peters and Miss Marilla Jones. Though the Morning Clarion is supporting its own editor, we salute these women for their spirit of public service.
Well, with Abby out of the running, that means they're just saluting me.
Gee, Mr. Carter's a good sport, ain't he?
Yes, yes, he is. He's a better man than I thought. Maybe when I'm head of the school board, I'll do something nice for Mr. Carter.
Sure. Give him all A's on his report card.
What else does the editorial say, Mayor?
Let's see. Wait a minute. No. If Roger Carter loses at the polls, then whichever one of these ladies who wins the election must sacrifice herself and her place in women's affairs to render a greater good to the community as a whole.
Oh.
The sewing circle's loss is Springdale's gain.
Springdale's gain. Mayor, I just wonder...
Yes, Marlene?
When I'm head of the school board, they won't make me work every day, will they?
Oh, from morning till night? Oh, yes. I want you to give all your thought and energy to this job.
Oh, that Abby Peters. Oh, that mealy-mouthed sneak. I should have suspected her.
Pomeroy?
She read that editorial. That's why she backed out. Abby's trying to get me on the school board, so I won't have any time for the sewing circle.
Well, maybe that is a plan, really. But you'll have a bigger and better job.
Oh, I see it all. Now she's going to stay right there in the sewing circle and plot against me. She wants to get me out of president. Well, she won't make me walk the gangplank. No, siree.
Marilla?
No, she won't.
You can't be in two places at once. If you're busy on the school
don't
board...
Don't bully me. I'm staying with the sewing circle. And will I crack the whip around Abby's ears?
But Marilla,
I've made up my mind. I'm going down to the city hall. I'll tell them Roger Carter can be head of the school board, and I'll be head of the sewing circle. Like they say on the radio... To each his own.
Golly, Mayor. Things sure happen fast around here, don't they?
Yeah, they certainly do. Sometimes it gets so dizzy, all I want to do is to go and lie down in a cool, dark place.
Mayor, there's just one thing I don't figure out about that editorial in the paper.
What's that?
Well, if the school board job was going to take all of Marilla or Abby's time, how can Mr. Carter work at it and still run his newspaper?
Butch, my boy, you're old beyond your years. As a matter of fact, the school board is only a part-time job. But Marilla has a full-time job right here, just bossing us.
the Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.